The next presentation is from Benedikt Perak from the University of Rijeka, and he talks about the modeling the sociolinguistic process using the NLP tools for syntactic parsing, Neo4j graph database for storing, and semantic and communication analysis. So it sounds like a complex project, at least the title indicates this somehow. So I'm look forward to the presentation of Benedikt.
Yeah, thank you for the announcement. As you said, it is a complex project, and I'm sorry for the dogs. You can hear them. It's usually some cat going around, so it's an intermezzo. But let's just focus on the important thing. Well, it's kind of metaphor of what we are going to see, parliamentary sessions and stuff like that. So I guess my talk deals with application of graph technologies. That's what's kind of interesting in terms of the technology, but also we analyze the communication phenomena, primarily text, using NLP tools, standard tools such as universal dependencies, parsers, tokenizers, lemmatizers, etc. But we store the results not in some kind of CSV form, but in graph database, and we can apply some network algorithms to gain some kind of structure out of that. And this actually is the talk. This is the essence of my talk. So I will go very briefly about the content. I mean, the whole project has various corpora that we're trying to model in the same kind of pipeline model, but this project that I'm going to represent deals with creation parliament. The parliamentary sessions have been very popularized in the last few years in the parliament. Daria and the Clarin incentives to kind of have the similar infrastructure to compare them on the European scale. And this is one part of that incentive, although I'm using a slightly different type of technological resolution. Okay, so about Croatian parliament, we have 151 members, 4-year terms, etc. So basically, we see that, parliament sessions as a kind of cultural, the cultural models are represented there from various institutions that manage through communication and formalize their social interaction. They inscribe their social identity that is kind of emerging from their cognition, affective perception. So this is why language is so important in this kind of endeavor, but also the whole ontological sphere of cultural theory. And the approach that we're here prescribing or kind of advising is the systemic theory approach. So in order to get most of that, we have to go into the psychology also, but of course, some cultural patterns are very important. As for the source data, we got the source data from the Sabor HR website, and we have the debates from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th terms of the parliament, covering sessions from 2013 to 2017. So the problem with the data on their website is that is actually kind of scattered around. So you have part of the text on one side, and on the other side the metadata about the speakers, about the content, etc. So the problem first is how to actually not just gather data, but then how to kind of integrate data. And of course, this is why we use this graph model. So as opposed to the relational model, which I won't explain, the graph model is actually quite intuitive to represent, to create some kind of humanistic type of visualization. What are the categories involved in the data sets? So I will later on explain how we model our data, but the pipeline is actually something like this. We gather the data sets, we create a domain ontology from the data set, then we integrate the data using the Python Neo library, we tokenize, lemmatize, parse the text data using the NLP tools, especially for this version of the parsing, we use the UD parsers, universal dependency parsers. We integrate the output of the NLP tools, that is Kornloop format, in our ontology, and then create algorithms for analysis and analytics, and then visualize them, and hopefully we'll get into the enriching the data with external data sets, API knowledge databases, etc. So the whole parameter dataset integration was done in the, as I said, the Neo4j graph database. And ontology is quite intuitive in this, that assembly, a parliamentary assembly, has session. Session has agenda. Agenda has utterance. Utterances is delivered by representative, and representative is member of a political club. So the problem here is that we don't have access to the natural language processing units. So we cannot actually pose a question, give me just the lemma love, or give me just the lemma democracy, and we can ask something that's more likely to some kind of string related question. But therefore we parse this utterances by using this NLP process, and we got something from something like 400,000 utterances. We got almost like 4 million results, and this is how this Kornloop format looks like. And the UD basic, I won't go into detail, but the whole section of the parsing is actually done by the UD parser, and then we get this kind of performances for the creation. So we, for words recognition, 99%. For the part of speech, 95%. For the lemma recognition, 94%, and some syntactical parsing, something of 80 to 70% correct answer. So that means we are not totally safe from errors, but of course the next model will be hopefully even better. So this is how part of this graph database looks like. So if you extract only the sentence here, you can see the sentence that's being kind of extracted into tokens. So for 4 million nodes labeled sentences have something like a 70 million nodes that are labeled as tokens. And each of these labels actually has much more features that you can then use to filter out your responses. So assembly, for instance, a sentence has sentence number, is it recorded, etc. Is it announcement, token has what's language, etc. Representative has name, surname, etc. So the thing here is that something that we call ontology, and the advantage of using Neo4j is that we can easily modulate or change any of the representation and represent it in some more detailed or less detailed fashion. Of course, we can if we have some external resources, then we can also connect some new type of labels using this whole schema. For instance, work from representative or legislation from representative, that there can be introduced here. So this is why we create graph databases, intuitive complex, and algorithms. So let me go into the algorithms part, but first some statistics about this corpus. For instance, we can see the what we just heard, that we have like 80 million tokens. So what is the most frequent lemma in this corpus? Of course, problem should be on the top list. We have minister, we have citizen, etc. So, but this is not what we use graph database for, you know, to count words. Some stylometric stuff can be.
And I think maybe you can also think about slowly wrapping up. So
it's... okay, so let me go into the most important part. So we can use the algorithms to search for connected words by syntactical features and get the representation of, for instance, a noun piece in a network of associated words. So that means we can have a kind of thesaurus for that thing. Also, we can use the classification of interconnected nodes, and therefore you can create some kind of classification of different meanings or associated meanings. Also, by using the filter of words with some specific speakers, we can see what is the most prominent word represented by a speaker. For instance, can we process stability, a piece as stability, and who is processing that? For instance, Leko Josip or Minister of Defense, as opposed to silence or value or dignity represented by some other representative. So that would be some kind of application of stylometric network research on the corpus. So future work will be to see the distribution of the speakers, to see the distribution of the institutions, and we have much more work to do. And of course, if you have any questions, you can pose during this session. Thank you.
Yeah.